Perfect. Okay, I'm Jen Goddard, and I'm your host for the call this evening regarding weight loss. I'm really excited to introduce you guys to a great program that I've got started. I've designed an amazing program to help you let go of weight and transform from the inside out. And I'm so excited to tell you about it. Again, just to remind you, if you need to hit mute, it's 4-star on your phone. If you have questions and we have time towards the end, I will open it up for questions. So before we get started, I do want to tell you about myself and go over just a few rules so that way we can move through the call nice and smooth and easily. Again, I'm Jen Goddard. I'm a coach, a hypnotherapist, an EFT trainer, and a transformation expert. I also have had my battles with weight growing up as a kid. I've suffered from bulimia, anorexia, and major food cravings as well. So I understand where you're coming from if you've struggled with any of these eating disorders or you just can't seem to let go of the weight. With this program, my goal is to help you transform from the inside out. It's obvious that you can't stop eating. So as a whole, it's a lot harder than any other addiction or problems to overcome because you still have to eat 3 times a day. So you need to learn to see food different. You need to see yourself different and release the need for being overweight. But change doesn't always happen overnight, especially when it's a lifestyle change that is tied to your self-identity and a coping mechanism for a lot of people. This program will run for 3 months, helping you to gradually and easily shift into the changes. Each month, you'll process inside and out as you will overcome these changes and move towards new behaviors easily and effortlessly. Most of the time, people do a crash diet and they go from having a 2,500 calorie a day diet down to an 800 calorie a day diet. And the rules are so strict and so stringent that it's almost impossible for anybody to follow. And the feelings of perfectionism come up. And most of the time, if someone's done a diet for a while or they've been on lots of diet programs, you may feel the need to just procrastinate and not do it at all because it's too hard to follow. The goal with this program is to gradually move you into eating better and exercising more and to letting go of the need for the weight. This program is about helping you feel different and letting the change happen easier. Right now, whether you want to realize it or not, your body thinks that it needs extra food. And it thinks that it needs to be fat or overweight for some reason. So unless we change the need for food or we change the need for the weight, we end up the same person and hungry at the end of a diet and still loving the same food. You must recognize that right now you are the sum total of your beliefs and experiences. In other words, to naturally be your true thin self and healthy self, you'll need to also release and let go of your old self-concepts and your self-identity. I think that's a really important thing to recognize here, that your body really isn't trying to sabotage you. Its goal is either to protect you, to keep you safe, or to keep you consistent with your core self-identity. So if you are holding on to weight, your body doesn't want to let it go for some reason, or you feel like you're struggling, I want you to just recognize that on some level, your body really does think it needs the extra weight, whether it's to keep you safe, or it thinks that it might need the extra food in order to help you cope with the problem or situation. That's why this program is designed to help you to gradually work through it so the body feels safe letting go of the weight so that you can be your true self. For any of the new callers that just got on the line, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and mute yourself so that way we can move forward and progress easily. So this program is about learning to see yourself as the awesome person you really are, becoming the kind of person that eats healthy and is a naturally thin person. So I'll say that part again as well. This program is about learning to see yourself as the awesome person you really are. Deep down inside, we're all amazing people and we deserve to be our best self ever. And the goal of this program is to help you feel comfortable being that awesome person that you really are. We're going to be doing this program live every week, and there'll be activities and a private forum that will help you to make changes daily and keep you moving in the right direction. One of the reasons I did design this program is because I recognize with weight release clients, sometimes we need a little bit more. Once a week is not enough, especially since you have to eat three times a day and you're consistently doing what you've always done. We need to get you making changes daily, having accountability, and having the awareness to make those changes. So here's just a few things that we'll be going over in the program. Weekly teleclasses. The first teleclass will be at least 2 hours. It will be on a Monday at 7 o'clock. And following on that same week, we will follow up with a follow-up session at 7 p.m. on the same week. That way, you have the accountability. If you have questions coming up, if there's emotional stuff coming up, you'll be able to work through it. Each week, there'll be a 1 to 2 hour teleclass that happens live. Daily accountability and fun activities that help you feel supported on this journey. There's going to be a live Facebook weight release group that's going to be private that other people do not have access to. And daily, I'll post questions and give you activities to keep you making changes daily. So this is fun and easy for you to do. There'll be tools to help you to overcome cravings. We'll help you to retrain your metabolism with a guided meditation. We'll help you reinvent your self-concept. Lots of people don't realize that they're holding an old self-concept that is no longer supporting them. So we'll redesign one that works for you. We'll work with tools to help you to deal with emotional needs of connecting with food and connecting with other people and using food as rewards. You'll have a private way to work out what's holding you back. Since we are doing this via teleclass and possibly even a little bit of webinar, you'll also have the opportunity to have complete privacy. I know for a lot of people that are having weight problems, one of the challenges is going to the gym, you feel uncomfortable and fear that people may judge you. This is completely private, and you'll be able to work from your own home. You'll have tools for change workbook of programs and things that you can do daily that will help you along the way. This is going to be a women's only group, and there will be only 25 participants, so that way that you get more hands-on support. I've got a tool called the New Secret Mind Shifting Tool that's fantastic, and it's really going to help you as well. There's a whole bunch of more things that we're going to be doing on this program, and if you want to know more about it, you're welcome to visit my website at arisetoday.com/weight-loss. So how this program works, we'll be using EFT techniques, hypnosis, NLP, guided meditation, advanced coaching tools, and much more to help you achieve maximum results. Why this program is different. After studying and participating in many different programs myself, I found that there are a key elements that are a must in a weight loss program in order to make it last and in order to make the internal shift. You need accountability and support. You need to change the way you see yourself. You need to change the way you see food, overcoming any fears that have to do with exercise, overcoming old limiting beliefs and traumas, and finally, you need to make new behaviors. But that's last on the list. And it's last because we want to change the behaviors only after we see ourselves and food differently. This program has all the elements that you need in order to help you make the shifts and make them last. So let's get into moving through some of the blocks that might be holding you back tonight. The way that we're going to work through this is I'm going to take somebody that's on the call, and we're going to do a little bit of the EFT tapping, and then I'm going to guide you through a guided visualization technique that's going to help you along your path. So if I can get one of the callers that might want to volunteer to do a little tapping, So whoever wants to volunteer, you're welcome to unmute yourself. And if I don't hear anybody, I'm going to pick on Laura, if that's okay. Laura, are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Is it okay for me to pick on you tonight?
That's fine.
Okay, perfect. So what I'd like to do is work just on the belief system. And I don't need to get into any of your stuff or necessarily any of your limiting beliefs. Just for the purpose of the callers, I'm just going to have you tap in along with me on some of the major limiting beliefs that I hear a lot of people have when it comes to losing weight. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. So as you're listening along with us, what I'm going to have everyone do is start by tapping on the side of their hand. Are you able to tap on the side of your hand with the phone?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I want you to take a nice deep breath. And again, these are not all of the participants' limiting beliefs, and they might not, none of them might be hers, but she's helping us out for the purpose of the call this evening. So I want you to just repeat after me as you're tapping on the side of the hand. Even though I have these limiting beliefs,
even though I have these limiting beliefs,
and they're holding me back,
and they're holding me back,
I'm okay letting them go.
I'm okay letting them go.
Even though I have all these limiting beliefs,
even though I have all these limiting beliefs,
and I really don't want to let go of my weight,
and I really don't want to let go of my weight,
it keeps me safe.
It keeps me safe.
And I don't want to let go of food.
And I don't want to let go of food.
I don't want to let go of my favorite foods.
I don't want to let go of my favorite food.
Because they comfort me.
Because they comfort me.
And they make me happy.
And they make me happy.
Even though part of me thinks that this is going to be hard.
Even though part of me thinks this is going to be hard.
And something must be wrong with me.
And something must be wrong with me.
And it's hard to let go of weight.
And it's hard to let go of weight.
I'm open to the possibility.
I'm open to the possibility.
That this isn't true for everybody.
That this isn't true for everybody.
And if it's not true for everybody.
And if it's not true for everybody.
It doesn't need to be true for me anymore.
It doesn't need to be true for me anymore.
So I want you to tap on the inside of the eyebrow, nice and slowly, take a nice deep breath. All of these limiting beliefs.
All of these limiting beliefs.
On the outside of the eye, I made them up.
I made them up.
And somebody else made them up.
Somebody else made them up.
And I've been believing them as if they're true.
And I've been believing them as if they were true.
Underneath the eye, but what if they're not true?
But what if they're not true?
What if I'm wrong?
What if I'm wrong?
What if it's easy to lose weight?
What if it's easy to lose weight?
What if it's safe to lose weight?
What if it's safe to lose weight?
Underneath the nose, what if I can lose weight easily and effortlessly?
What if I could lose weight easily and effortlessly?
On the chin, what if food is not really my friend?
What if food is not really my friend?
On the collarbone, what if I don't need something outside of me?
What if I don't need something outside of me?
To calm me down.
To calm me down.
Or to relax me.
Or to relax me.
Or to make me feel good.
Or to make me feel good.
Underneath the arm, what if I could just let that go?
What if I could just let that go?
On the top of the head, I wonder if thin people have these beliefs.
I wonder if thin people have these beliefs.
I wonder if naturally skinny people have these beliefs.
I wonder if naturally skinny people have these beliefs.
If their beliefs are different than mine.
If their beliefs are different than mine.
And they don't have these problems.
And they don't have these problems.
Maybe I can change my beliefs.
Maybe I can change my belief.
On the inside of the eyeball, all of this resistance to losing weight.
Excuse me?
All of this resistance to losing weight.
All of this resistance to losing weight.
I want to let it go.
I want to let it go.
On the outside of the eye, what if it's safe to let go of this weight?
What if it's safe to let go of this weight?
Underneath the eye, what if I'm safer being thin?
What if I'm safer being thin?
What if it's safer for me to be thin?
What if it's safer for me to be thin?
Underneath the nose, what if it's safer for me to be thin?
What if it's safer for me to be thin?
On the chin, what if it's better for me to be thin?
What if it's better for me to be thin?
It's better for my body.
It's better for my body.
And it's easy for me to do.
And it's easy for me to do.
On the collarbone, I would love to change my beliefs.
I would love to change my beliefs.
I would love to let go of these fears.
I would love to let go of these fears.
It's safe for me to let these go.
It's safe for me to let this go.
I'm okay letting them go.
I'm okay letting them go.
Take a deep breath. I want you to just notice if any beliefs came up for you, any thoughts, any feelings, any emotions, what came up for you?
I think it's that even though I don't want to let go of my like favorite food or favorite food group, that it's safer in the long run. And even thin people have the same problems as more overweight people do.
Okay. So I want you to go back to the side of the hand and take a deep breath. And I appreciate you for your honesty as well. Even though I don't want to give up my favorite treat.
I don't want to give up my favorite treat.
I really don't want to let them go.
I really don't want to let them go.
They're my favorite treats.
They're my favorite treat.
And it's how I rebel.
And it's how I rebel.
It's how I have control.
It's how I have control.
It's how I love myself.
It's how I love myself.
And I don't want to let that go.
And I don't want to let that go.
I've got all these positive emotions and associations with these foods.
I've got all these positive associations with these foods.
And I don't want to let them go.
And I don't want to let them go.
Even though I don't want to let them go.
Even though I don't want to let them go.
Logically, I know it's not good for me.
Logically, I know it's not good for me.
But when somebody tells me I can't have it,
But when somebody tells me I can't have it,
then I want it even more.
Then I want it even more.
On the inside of the eyebrow, I don't want to let go of my favorite treats.
I don't want to let go of my favorite treat.
On the outside of the eye, it's how I love myself.
It's how I love myself.
It's how I reward myself.
It's how I reward myself.
Under the eye, I don't want to let go of my favorite treats.
I don't want to let go of my favorite treat.
Underneath the nose, and that makes me normal.
And that makes me normal.
Anybody who has a positive association.
Anybody who has a positive association.
Or a positive feeling.
Or a positive feeling.
About anything doesn't want to give it up.
About anything doesn't want to give it up.
On the chin, I'm normal.
I'm normal.
And I don't want to give it up.
And I don't want to give it up.
On the collarbone, who would want to give it up?
Who would want to give it up?
I'd be crazy to give it up.
I'd be crazy to give it up.
Nobody wants to give up something that makes them happy.
Nobody wants to give up something that makes them happy.
That makes me normal.
That makes me normal.
Under the arm, but what if I don't have to give it up?
But what if I don't have to give it up?
On the top of the head, it would be nice to have a choice.
It would be nice to have a choice.
What if I could choose to have it or leave it?
What if I could choose to have it or leave it?
I would still have control.
I would still have control.
On the inside of the eyeball, what if I could choose to have it or leave it?
What if I could choose to have it or leave it?
That would make me in control.
That would make me in control.
On the outside of that, I would like to have a choice about this.
I would like to have a choice about this.
Underneath the eye, because if you take it away from me.
Because if you take it away from me.
And I love that treat.
And I love that treat.
I'm going to want to rebel.
I'm going to want to rebel.
Underneath the nose, but what if I saw that food differently?
But what if I had that food differently?
On the chin, what if I saw that food differently?
What if I saw that food differently?
On the collarbone, what if I felt differently about that food?
What if I felt differently about that food?
What if I looked differently at that food?
What if I looked differently at that food?
It might be easier to let it go.
It might be easier to let it go.
It might be easier to have a choice.
It might be easier to have a choice.
Underneath the arm, what if I saw that food differently?
What if I saw that food differently?
I want to remain in control.
I want to remain in control.
On the top of the head, what if I could have it but choose to leave it alone?
What if I could have it but choose to leave it alone?
I'd like to have a choice here.
I'd like to have a choice here.
Take a deep breath. So I want you to just notice for a moment if you feel any less resistance when I gave you the choice, opposed to you can't have it anymore.
It's nice to realize that you're a grown up and you can choose to take it or leave it. There is an option to not, you're not forced to do anything that you don't want to do.
Great. Does it make it feel different when you get to decide whether you're going to have it or not? So it does it lose its value, in other words? Or is it less?
Yeah, because it makes you feel like that the food isn't controlling you. You completely have a choice on whether or not that you're going to eat it or not.
Yeah, and a lot of the issues with food that we have has a lot to do with rebellion and a sense of control. Sometimes by having control, we choose to get out of control. So a lot of this is giving you back your power and letting you have a choice with this. So I want you to just notice it. We're not going to do anything more with it right now. And especially for you, I think just kind of leaving that treat alone and letting you make that choice is probably the best option for right now. How does that make you feel?
Right. It makes me feel good, like, because my plate is so full on other aspects. It's nice to know that, you know, you can leave it alone and be satiated with something else besides food.
Wonderful. So thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure that everyone else that is listening does as well. So if you don't mind, if you can mute yourself again, I would greatly appreciate it.
Sure.
Thank you so much. So as we move on, what I'd like to do as well this evening is just give you the opportunity, along with doing some of the tapping, you might have noticed a shift in yourself. You may have noticed something has come up for you. You may have noticed some other feelings are happening. I'd like you to just notice those and take note of them so that you can work on them at a future point. And I'd like to finish up here with a guided visualization. So if you can, if you're in a place where you can close your eyes, please do so. If you're driving, do not close your eyes. You can listen with your eyes open and just continue to drive. Otherwise, go ahead and close your eyes and take a couple of nice deep breaths. Just breathe in and just let go. Take another deep breath in and just let go. I want you to imagine breathing into your heart. Just imagine a white light in there. Just expanding out, calming your body, calming your mind as you just exhale and let go. Taking another deep breath, breathing in really deep and just allowing that relaxing feeling to just move up to your mind, calming all your thoughts, allowing the voice in your head to just calm down. Just tell it to calm down. Noticing the thoughts as you let them slow down. And really feel grateful for all that your body has done for you today. I want you to feel appreciation for your heart that's always beating, that never asks for a day off, and for your lungs that are always breathing. I want you to feel a gratitude and some appreciation for them, and for your stomach that's always digesting. You don't even need to know how to do this. It's always doing this for you. And for your body and your mind, whether they've got it right or it doesn't, it's trying to serve you. Just notice that it's always trying to work for your best interest. And just feel gratitude and appreciation for it. And as you allow yourself to become more centered, just breathing in and breathing out, allowing yourself to relax and just let go, I want you to imagine, just get a sense of the you you want to be. You may be able to picture yourself, see yourself looking that way, or get a sense of what that might be like. I want you to feel how good that would feel. Just imagine how good that would feel. Feeling what it feels like in that body. Seeing the new you. Knowing that you made the shift. And imagining that this time it's permanent. Somehow, some way, this is just who you are now, and it feels comfortable, and it feels easy. You can imagine, if you will, that whatever was in the way has been taken care of. Whatever's been stopping you, whatever limiting beliefs, just imagine that they've all been taken care of. Just get a sense of how good that would feel, that this new you, it's just who you are now. Feel how empowered you feel. Feel how great it feels to be in your leaner, trimmer, tighter body. Feel the gratitude and appreciation and the pride that you feel. And I want you to notice what it's like to be able to push away those old foods that used to control you. Feel how nice that feels to have control over that. Notice how good it is to connect with others and not let food get in the way. Allow yourself to imagine being in a social situation where it's just easy for you to push away the food because you see it differently now. You don't have to do this, but this is a choice for you. And you're connecting people, and the food is just there. Notice how unique and powerful and empowered it makes you feel to have made these changes, and how good you feel in your body now. Notice how great it is to have an entire team of people supporting you. And you're all celebrating with each other, celebrating success. Look at how you talk to yourself and Stan. See that new you. And notice how the energy in your body is just different. And how good you feel in your body. Notice what it's like to inspire others with your new way of being. See others looking at you with admiration and pride and happiness. feel how good it feels that you can take your hands and easily push food away because you see it differently now. Nothing controls you. You're now in control. Feel how great it feels to have this new experience. Being the real you. Open your mind to the possibility, to the fact that you may be safer being thin. You can run faster. You can move easier. You're stronger. You're more powerful. Notice all the new opportunities that are available for you, all the new activities that are available for you, being a healthier, happier you. Notice what you allow yourself to do now, what you let yourself wear, all of the other good opportunities and things that come from the change you've made. Not just from a diet, not from deprivation, but from really making an internal shift. And I want you to take this experience and imagine 2 years out, 2 years in the future. Imagine what it's like to maintain this new way of being. This is no longer just a program. But this is part of your self-identity. It's natural and it's easy for you. It's a behavior for you. It's just as easy as breathing for you now. Notice what it's like to be able to maintain this new weight, this new self-image, these new behaviors with food and exercise in your body, being the true you. This is who you really are. It's natural now for you. Wasn't it worth the effort? Think about it for a moment. This is how a person has to overcome going to school for 12 years to become a doctor. They have to overcome noticing all the work and the time and the effort and energy put into it. Because they know that the reward at the end of it is going to outweigh and be worth it. This is the same thing somebody does when they go to school for just about anything, or they make a change. They look at the long-term benefits opposed to looking at the work that they have to go through in order to get there. Some of those people even see the schooling or the changes as fun and rewarding as well. And you may notice that this is natural for us when we go towards something we want to go towards. And you can notice this will be true for you too. And it will be easy for you to do this program and feel supported as you're taking action and becoming a healthier, happier, more alive, and energized you. It takes at least 21 days to change a habit. But to change your lifestyle, it takes at least 3 months or more. And you are worth it. So I want you to say to yourself now, I am worth the effort. I deserve to overcome this issue. I love the idea of feeling supported and finally being over this issue. I like seeing myself that way. I am worth it. It's my body and I'm taking care of it now. I only get one body. And it's worth taking care of. And I'm worth it. So easily and effortlessly, allow your eyes to begin to open. And notice how you feel inside of your body. Notice all the good feelings. Notice the gift that you just gave to yourself with the tapping and the visualization. And the shifts that you made with the relaxation. So by now you'll see and be seeing how powerful that this program can be for you. When you look back over your journey, you'll see that you've made many decisions, but the decisions that you make that support your health are a long-term investment for you. So I hope that you've gotten a lot from the call this evening. And if you have any questions, feel free to email me going forward or visit my website at arisetoday.com/weight-loss. And I hope you have a healthy and a happy rest of the evening. Take care, everybody.